Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Improved testing rules, an expanded testing timeline, and clarity around hemp transportation would help farmers grow and market this new crop, AFBF said in comments submitted to the Department of Agriculture. Comments relate to USDA's interim final rule regulating hemp production nationwide. Earlier this month, farmers and ranchers at AFBF's annual convention voted to support an increase in the allowable THC level in hemp up to 1%. The vote gives AFBF leaders and staff the flexibility to engage in discussions with regulators and lawmakers about the appropriate legal limit on THC. While well below historical highs, Chapter 12 family farm bankruptcies in 2019 increased by nearly 20% from the previous year, according to recently released data from the U.S. courts. Compared with figures from over the last decade, the 20% increase trails only 2010, the year following the Great Recession, when Chapter 12 bankruptcies rose 33%. During the 2019 calendar year, there were 595 Chapter 12 family farm bankruptcies, up nearly 100 filings from 2018, and the highest level since 2011's 637 Chapter 12 filings. Given that there are slightly more than 2 million farms in the U.S., the 2019 bankruptcy data reveals a bankruptcy rate of approximately 2.95 bankruptcies per 10,000 farms, slightly below the rate of 2.99 filings per 10,000 farms in 2011. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has recognized the outstanding agricultural literacy efforts of educators and communities across the country with a total of $25,000 in scholarships and grants to build on their work to connect students with how their food is grown. The foundation awarded 10 teachers and classroom volunteers with $1,500 scholarships to attend the National Ag in the Classroom Conference to be held in Salt Lake City, Utah, June 23rd through the 26th. The foundation also awarded 10 communities with $1,000 grants, which will be allocated through county farm bureaus this spring and used to create new agricultural literacy projects or expand existing agricultural literacy efforts. Thursday's announcement of the Environmental Protection Agency's sound science-based interim decision on glyphosate reaffirms the safety and effectiveness of this widely adopted weed control technology. As farmers continue their drive toward increasingly sustainable production, this is an important tool used across many crops and growing systems. AFBF President Zippy Duvall, in a statement, said this is a win for sustainable agriculture. Today's decision means farmers can continue to use conservation tillage and no-till methods on their farms to conserve soil, preserve and increase nutrients, improve water quality, trap excess carbon in the soil, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. That said, safety is our first priority, and the science clearly shows that this tool is both safe and effective. The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy recently released a new tool to provide resources for responding to the rural opioid epidemic. The Rural Community Action Guide, a compilation of background information, best practices, and recommended action steps, was developed as a resource to help community leaders address drug addiction in rural areas. The American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union's Farm Town Strong campaign was featured in a chapter of the guide titled Taking Action to Address Substance Use Disorder in the Farming Community, and the organization's Morning Consult research polling was cited prominently in the report. ONDCP introduced the guide at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building on the White House grounds on Friday, January 31st. The third and final tranche of the Agriculture Department's 2019 Market Facilitation Program assists farmers suffering from lost income as a result of the trade war with China. AFBF estimates that approximately $3.5 billion is expected to be delivered to farmers in this final distribution. In a statement issued by AFBF President Zippy Duvall, he said, "We are grateful to the administration for providing temporary assistance to American farmers who have lost tens of billions of dollars in export sales during the trade war. While the new agreement with China gives us hope, it will take time for farmers to reap the benefits of increased sales." The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th, and questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.